Go ahead and open your Bibles up to Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to look at verses 1 and 2 tonight. You know, I love that song that they did. I'm glad you did that song, Caleb, Worth It All. That's one of my favorites. And it goes right along with my message tonight, because that song is about giving your all, following Christ. It's about sacrifice. And even if you lose everything, you give your total all, even your life, following Christ, the song says it's worth it all. And really, that's what tonight is all about. It's remembering the sacrifice that Christ made for all of us. It's a time that we remember Jesus going to the cross and his sacrifice, his death, and his resurrection. And as a result of that work, that sacrifice that he made, we gained forgiveness of all our sins and everlasting life. And this is a time tonight, as we take of the bread and we take of the juice, and to remember that sacrifice and the change and the awesome things that he's done in our own life. In fact, my message is titled Love's Great Sacrifice. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 15, he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." He says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Sacrifice, love's great sacrifice. You see, the cross of Christ is love's great sacrifice. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, two verses, simple passage, but I think what Paul writes here really says a lot. He says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us." How did he do that? Paul goes on, he says, "And hath given himself for us in offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." See, he gave his life for all of us. He sacrificed so that we can have that eternal life. And that's what the Lord's Supper is all about. But it's a time to reflect on that sacrifice and the impact it has on our life. And really, it's also a time for us to reflect on what our new purpose is in Christ. See, he didn't just die for us to be forgiven of our sins and us have everlasting life. We all get to go to heaven. Woo, everything's all happy forevermore. No, there was another part to that. And that's that we would take that same love that he showed us and we would demonstrate it to others. That's really the other purpose. Amen. Not just so that we can be saved, but that we can be saved and then we can share that love with others. It's what Pastor Dan's been preaching about all these last weeks. This message this morning was awesome. Amen. This is a perfect time to reflect on Jesus' sacrifice for you and then how you can take that love to all of those fishing ponds, those holes that he shared this morning. So tonight, before we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we're going to see how we, as every believer, can live out the love of Christ. Two simple principles tonight. And the first way is by obediently following God. How can we live out this love of Christ? Well, obediently following God. Look at verse 1. He says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." You know that song, Worth It All? It talked about following God. You know, one of the ways that you can demonstrate your love and respect for someone is by following what they do and say. See, I demonstrate my love for my wife, Shauna, by her saying, "Pick up your socks off the floor," right? And I gladly, "No problem, dear," right? And there you go, I demonstrate my love, even though, you know, it's easy to just throw them down. But yeah, that's a great demonstration of love. You imitate what that person does or says. In fact, that word followers there means an imitator. An imitator. Isn't that cool? He says, be ye therefore imitators of God. But then he goes on and gives a little description on how you're supposed to do that. He says, as dear children. Now, he's not talking about the four-legged deer, right? Okay, you're not supposed to follow God as like a little animal. No, dear children, as a good, loving child, right? And all of us parents, we all have good, loving children that never disobey, right? They're all so awesome. But what's amazing about kids is how they will mimic everything that you do. Why? Because they love you so much. I remember one time Joshua, he must have been four, five. I was sitting down at the table doing something. I think I was reading or maybe I was drawing or doing just something, just some fun kind of stuff. And at points I'd be resting my hand on my head and this and that. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I looked over and there's little Joshua at the other end of the table. And every time I tilted my head, he tilted his head. Whenever I picked up a pencil, he picked up a pencil. You know, I saw him mimicking what I was doing. Of course, then I started having some fun with it, you know, going things like that and everything. But he mimicked he was an imitator of my actions. It's amazing. They're like parrots. They'll pick up on your phrases and all of that. I sometimes it's, you know, it's nice and cute, but sometimes it can be like, ooh, you got to watch out. I remember the first time Mackenzie, our little five-year-old now, told me no. I didn't know what to do. Because when she did it, she turned around. She must have been three. She turned around and said no. And she had her stance and her finger and her eyebrows and her tone of voice just like me. And I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was kind of like, that's kind of cool. She did it just like I did, you know? But then I'm like, wait a minute, you were disobedient, you know? Yeah, like, dear children, why did she do that? Was she trying to be disobedient? Maybe. She can be a little stubborn sometimes. But she mimicked everything I did. Why? Because she loves and respects me. And God is saying, listen, you really want to go out and demonstrate my love, then imitate me. Imitate me. You know, one of the ways we demonstrate our love of Christ is how we go out and live out his word. You know, it was neat with that video this morning. If you're here this morning, one of the people that was affected that ultimately in the chain led to a guy's salvation, he saw his coworker and the joy that she had. She imitated the joy of Christ, and it affected him. You know, Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. As you have received Christ, we are to now and go out and live our lives like Christ. People should be able to look at us and see Jesus. See what it means to follow God. Paul put it this way in Philippians 4:9. He said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Why does Paul say that? Do the things that I do. Why? Because he goes on in 1 Corinthians 11:1. He says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. See, Paul knew what Christ did in his life. He was taught by Christ. His life was changed by Christ, and he went out and lived it. And everyone that he shared Christ with, he said, go and do the same things. Take that love and live it out. You obediently follow God. That's how you demonstrate his love. So the question you need to ask yourself, and this is a perfect night to do this, to self-reflect and think. The question you need to ask yourself is, how have you been demonstrating the love of Christ? Last week, the last day,
the last year? How have you been obediently following God? How have you been following through on God's word? I think generally speaking, a lot of times as Christians, we love Christ, we love God's word, but I think we spend a lot of our time trying to fit Jesus into our busy lives. We look at our schedules, we look at the things we do, we look at our life goals, and we say, okay, where does Jesus fit in this? When really what we need to be doing is looking at our Lord and Savior and seeing, where does my job fit in this relationship with Him? Where do my hobbies fit in with Christ? I think we get it twisted around. You see, Jesus didn't make the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be part of some kind of new, awesome social club. It's not why He died on the cross. It's not why we're here tonight, so that we can look around and go, wow, what a great social club we're a part of. He gave His life so our lives could be radically changed and then ultimately reflect that life out to a broken world. You see, the world is broken. The only way for the world to be fixed is through Christ. And the only way for that to happen is if we go out and we obediently follow God's truth. As I said, the Lord's Supper is a reminder. It's a reminder of what Jesus accomplished through His sacrifice. It's a time for us come together as the body of Christ, as a local group of believers, join together in worship to our Lord and Savior. And as we take the bread, as we take the juice, to reflect upon what He did, what those represent, His body broken and His blood shed, so that our lives could be radically changed, so that we can make a major impact upon the world, so that that life-changing sacrifice that we have in our own life can be experienced by our neighbors, by our friends, by our family members, our co-workers. It's a reminder. It's a time to reflect. Let's use this night to reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus and how you can live out your love for Him by living out His word daily, by obediently following His word. I tell everyone out on Freedom Found on Monday nights, freedom really is not that difficult if you look at it. It's learning God's truth, quit arguing with it, and just live it out. Love Christ and live it. Changing the way you think, obediently following Him. You demonstrate your love for Christ when you follow Him, when you imitate Him. But the second way that you demonstrate your love of Christ, and we've kind of already talked about it, is by loving others. By loving others. Look at verse 2, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. He says, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us." So our life, our whole conduct, the way we live our life, should be defined by love. But he goes on to say, and had given himself. So it's not just going around with hearts and roses fluttering around you going, "Woo, I'm so loving." No, see, Christ sacrificed. And so it's loving others, but it's sacrificing to loving others. True love really is a sacrifice. You see, he demonstrated the ultimate love for others by going to the cross when he didn't deserve to go to the cross. And listen, it should be our driving desire to share that same type of sacrificial love
with others. That's why Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Think about that. He didn't die for us because we were great people. He died for us because we were sinners. And there was nothing that we could do on our own. We needed a Savior. So he was willing to face the shame and the pain and the horror and the cross. Sacrificial love. He gave it all. And that's what the Lord's Supper is a time of. A reminder of the love that Jesus Christ demonstrated for us. It's an encouragement then to go out and share that same love with others. It should be that driving motivation. It should be that encouragement. It should be that charge as you partake in the Lord's Supper to go, maybe I haven't done a good job in the past, but now's the time for me to change my focus and get it off of worldly things, get it back on Christ, and go out and sacrifice for others. Always remember that true love is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. If we're going to demonstrate the love of Jesus to others, we're going to have to sacrifice our time. We're going to have to sacrifice our resources and possibly some of our dreams and our goals and our plans. And listen, loving others is something that needs to be cultivated and grown. It's not something that's just going to, you know what? I'm going to love Christ better tomorrow. And poof, all of a sudden I'm just, woo, yeah. I'm the ultimate lover demonstration of Christ. Now it's going to take growth. 1 Thessalonians 4, 9-10 says, "But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you." It's kind of cool. Thessalonians, they were doing it. They were living out the love of Christ. Paul says, listen, I don't have to write to you about it. "For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia." Man, how about that? They were obediently following God and loving others so much that it wasn't just in their city. It was all throughout their whole country. Their whole country knew about their love of Christ. Imagine if the whole U.S. knew about Crossroads and we loved Jesus. But as awesome as the Thessalonians were in loving Christ and demonstrating it out, Paul goes on to say, "But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more." It's never ending. It's an ongoing process. And that's what makes tonight so special. This isn't something that, okay, once a quarter, okay, great, I'm going to do some things. It's a little different, break up the service. No, this is special. This is a time to really set aside the whole cares of the world. Set aside whatever struggle you may be going through. Set aside your cares, your worries, your plans, your dreams, and focus on Jesus Christ. And to really challenge your heart to obediently follow him more and to take that love and go out there and demonstrate it to others. It's a time to recommit your life to demonstrating his love towards others. And listen, if you're going to truly live out the love of Christ, if you're really truly going to go out there and make that impact in the lives of people. And listen, don't let anything keep you from sharing the love of Christ. Because you know what? We may not be strong enough, but God is. And he will do an amazing, amazing thing through your life. You may be thinking you're going out there and I sound like a fool when I'm talking to my neighbor or something. But you know what? At least if they know that Jesus loves them when I'm done, God will take care of the rest. Listen, if we're going to truly show the love of Christ, we got to obediently follow God's word, and we got to take his love and go out there and reach others with it. And take tonight now, as we celebrate this Lord's Supper, to reflect how you're going to do that in your life moving forward.